horrible situation happening in Minneapolis, as we know, as a young man was shot and killed accidentally, the police are saying now, by a woman officer. She was a 26-year vet, wanted to pull her taser, but instead she pulled her gun, and she thought she had her taser in her hand, but protesting, I should say rioting, continues there. But yesterday, also another horrible situation in Knoxville, Tennessee, as a kid was shot and killed by the police, but there was gunfire coming from the kid first, and then they returned gunfire. Did not go well. Joining us now for the update on this, our correspondent Sarah Bartlett with the latest. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how did all of this start? What happened?
So there was a call right when school was getting out, so around that 3 o'clock hour, there was a call with a possible student with a gun at Austin East High School here in Knoxville, and officers went into the school. They found a student in the bathroom. They confronted him. He was not following orders of the police, and then that student reportedly pulled out a gun and shot one of the officers. Now, that officer is expected to be okay, but in return, those officers shot the student, and the student died. What we're trying to find out today is, you know, how and why the student brought a gun into school, if there was any further motive that was, you know, stopped by the officers confronting him. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is taking over this case, and they're using the phrase of an officer-involved shooting in a school as opposed to a school shooting.
Yeah, no other kids were involved in this, right? The kid didn't walk through the hallway shooting. He was in the restroom. Was he by himself? Were there other kids in the restroom at the time? Was this just a lone situation?
It seems like it. It was reported that he was by himself. He did not show the gun or threaten anyone else outside of that bathroom. In fact, the authorities say he only showed the gun once officers came in. So, when these things happen, it's a chaotic situation. So a lot of reports were coming out at first of, you know, maybe multiple injuries. But really, we do know that this was kind of just a student holed up in the bathroom by himself, and the confrontation was with police.
Well, obviously, the mental issues going on there, a kid to walk into a school with a gun and then pull it on the police. You know, there's unfortunately a sad situation for this kid. And, you know, we're going to learn more about it, no doubt. And there's probably going to be some red flags that were there. And, you know, he was not stable for quite some time. But, you know, I'm just guessing. But once again, a sad scenario in our school. But you're right. Officer involved shooting. This was not a student with a mass shooting situation like so much, you know, we see with especially when there's a political slant, you know, so many times thrown into this. And I hope that's not the case here. This was a horrible situation that did not go well. Well, Sarah, thank you for the update. I sure do appreciate you.